Hey, what's up, guys? Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets podcast. So today I want to talk about essentially the change that needs to happen in order to change the behavior in your dog, right? So let's get the theme music started and get right into it. So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets podcast. So one of the most important things that we have to have a clear understanding of as dog owners, and in order to begin teaching our dogs to thrive in everyday real world settings, is that in order to create effective and effective behavior change with our dogs, we have to change ourselves first, right? I know I can already hear people saying, but Brian, wouldn't that mean that our dog is training us to change our behavior instead of the other way around? That's a great point, but no, that's not what it means. What I mean by that is that dogs are ultimately a reflection of us, of what we allow and don't allow. And if we allow our dogs to continuously do what they've always done, then you're just going to keep getting the same results. So if you continue doing what you've always done, your dog will continue doing what he's always done. In order to create effective behavior change with your dog, you have to effectively change what you're doing with your dog. So, for example, if your dog loves jumping on people, in order to change that behavior, what you're going to have to do is first change what you do before guests arrive. If you allow your dog to just jump on guests and then grab your dog and pull him away from the guests, that what you're doing is letting your dog learn and practice the behavior of jumping on guests. Instead of just waiting for your guests to arrive and then pulling your dog away after your dog jumps on your guests, why not change this? Why not get your dog on leash, be already prepared so that when your guests do arrive, you're already prepared to prevent your dog from jumping on your guest. That way, whenever your guests do arrive, you're already prepared. You have the leash on, preventing your dog from rehearsing the exact behavior you don't want. And then what you can do is get one of your dog's favorite treats and then begin rewarding your dog for not jumping on your guest. So what you're doing here is changing your behavior in order to change the behavior of your dog, right? Eventually down the road, you won't always have to put your dog on leash. But in order to create effective behavior change in your dog, initially you have to create that change. Because again, if you continuously just allow your dog to jump on your guests and then continuously just pull him away after the fact, you're not going to see the behavior change. So in order to see an effective behavior change in your dog, always remember that you as your dog's owner have to change first, right? There's a famous quote. Don't know who was the creator of this quote, but essentially go something along the lines of this, right? If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always gotten. And essentially the definition of insanity would be doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So if you're allowing your dog, again, to jump on your guests and expect and just pull him away, and then next time expect him not to jump on your guests, you're just doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result from your dog. So instead, change your behavior regardless of what the scenario is in order to better teach your dog and change the behavior and that you want in your dog, right? So again, the big takeaway, guys, and the big secret for today's episode is in order to change your dog's behavior, you have to change. So if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a quick review on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'll see you guys in our next.